Hi everyone, so I'm going to go ahead and start my episode off by introducing myself. So my name is Angel Segura. I am a junior here at Texas Tech, and I hope to eventually graduate and have the opportunity to work with individuals that are undocumented, individuals that struggle with addiction, and individuals that struggle with mental health. I hope to one day be a therapist that kind of focuses on these three different topics and kind of go forward from there. Today, I'm going to be talking about detention centers that focus primarily on individuals that are undocumented. To sort of start things off, if you are unfamiliar with the term, don't feel embarrassed or feel like you're uneducated. There's always time to learn. So, a detention center is defined as an institution where people are held in detention for short periods, in particular illegal immigrants, refugees, people awaiting trial or sentence, or youth offenders. And that was a description by Google Dictionary. So for this episode, I used a couple of websites, one of the first ones being freedomforimmigrants.org, and this website just has some facts over immigration in the United States. So on their website, they actually have a map that details over 200 centers located in the United States. According to federal government data, Texas has detained the most immigrants, sitting at 15,852 people. What this means is that in the span of 4 years, Texas alone has detained almost triple the amount of immigrants that the second closest state has. So the second closest state is California, which is sitting at 6,527 detainees. So that just kind of goes to show that Texas has done almost three times as that. Something else that I found very interesting on this website was that of the people that have been detained, the median age is anywhere from 26 to 35 years old. So with that being said, most of the people that are being detained are middle-aged adults. Another thing that I found really interesting was that the country of origin that people were being detained from, the predominant one was Mexico. So with that in mind, I just kind of took a look on this website and saw where people were being detained from. And so of the detainees, a majority of these people were from Latin American countries. That was one thing I saw that was a bit interesting, whereas over half of the people that have been detained were from Latin American countries, and the rest just happened to kind of sprinkle in from Asian American countries, African American countries, and so on and so forth. At the very end of the spectrum, however, was the United Kingdom, which had a little under 2% of immigrants. So from the people that this website works with, over 48% of them are held in detention centers for anywhere between 2 to 4 years, which means that over half of the 15,000 people in just Texas alone could have potentially been in a detention center from anywhere from 2 to 4 years, which means these middle-aged adults are spending that much time in a detention center because they have immigrated illegally. Only 7% of these people have been held for less than 6 months. So I also went ahead and looked into the different issues that detainees face while being held. These issues range from medical issues to sexual assault. They include nutritional issues, prolonged detention, solitary confinement, physical altercations with other detainees and guards, religious issues, and then cleanliness issues. What is your understanding of a detention center?
So my understanding of a detention center is a place essentially where undocumented immigrants are held depending on how the government is going to process them through the immigration process. And so that center is there to detain them and essentially determining, do they get sent back to their home country or are they going to be processed in terms of, you know, if they were seeking asylum. And so it's almost the waiting period. Yeah. Of when they're coming to the United States undocumented.
So detention centers are really just kind of like a holding cell for people that are here illegally, as deemed by the United States. It is a place where they hold them until they can figure out where they need to go, whether that may be back here in the United States or where they might have come from.
Are you familiar with different types of detention centers?
I think it really depends on the center. I know I have friends that work for some of the private corporations that have centers. And then there are others that are more of the corporate-private partnerships. So I think it depends on how the centers run, because there are centers for unaccompanied minors that are typically under a lot more regulations. What you typically, and what has been on the news recently, is with the mass detainment of undocumented immigrants. And so that's where we kind of see the chain link fences and almost what I would call inhumane detainment centers.
What do you think are the impacts of separation from family due to detainment?
The young person. Anytime a young person is separated from family, there are lasting impacts that are seen either right away or may not even be seen until years later.
Detainment separates many families, and each family has many members ranging in age. So starting with young, small children, there have been stories of 5-year-olds reuniting with their parents and not knowing who they are. So that's an extreme and a very extreme result of family detachment. Young adults have more of an understanding of who their family is, and they would question, where is my family? Are they detained as well? Which could lead to mental health issues throughout their life.
On adults, I could not imagine what it would be like to be separated from my family.
Adults would have a completely different reaction. Where is my family? Are they okay? They're not providing for them. Who's providing for them? Their connections to them are more impactful, which would in turn impact them more.
Something that I found interesting was that if you do a simple Google search over detention center immigrants, you get headlines along the lines of, ICE Detention Center says it's not responsible for staff's sexual abuse of detainees. Thousands of immigrant children said they were sexually abused in U.S. Detention Center, report says. Here's just some of the hateful abuse immigrants face in detention centers, with a subheading that says, a new report documents a litany of racist, sexist, Islamophobic, homophobic behavior from detention guards. So that's just something that I kind of went to look into, just because I thought it was interesting that with a simple Google search, these are the different headlines that popped up, and there were many, many more.
There is a lot of risk and liability, I think. What you see in the news, especially with agents that are, you know, sexually molesting or raping women and children, that is something, again, it's another liability and risk.
After concluding my research and going over my interviews, I can honestly say that our immigration laws are broken. Detention centers are definitely inhumane, and it's an act that is still practiced today by our government towards undocumented individuals, and I do feel that that is something that we need to work on as a country.